Bruce Cameron welcoming you to another 2 hours of folk music, friendly, family-friendly folk music on 2MCE. Come all ye, every Sunday from 12 through till 2 o'clock. Today, a new album is the featured album on the program. I'll tell you more about Michael Walsh and his album in a little while, but we'll play a few other tracks before then. First one comes from a borderline supergroup. I'll tell you who they are at the end. They're called the Full English.
He's a man we all talk of, but nobody knows. And though a high subject, I'm getting in tune. I'll just sing a song for the man in the moon.
So did you recognise any voices in there? You might have recognised Nancy Kerr. She was singing the high harmony there at the end. Faye Heald, Dr. Faye Heald, in fact, taking the lead on that old song. Traditional song, Man in the Moon. Man in the Moon, a new light on us throws. He's a man we all talk of, but nobody knows. Though a high subject, I'm getting in tune. I'll just sing a song for the man in the moon. The Full English, and I said I'd tell you who they were. Well, you know two of them now, Faye Heald and Nancy Kerr. Also in there, Seth Lakeman, playing fiddle, viola and bouzouki. Martin Simpson, who crops up frequently on this program and indeed has a new album, so I think that'll be a featured album in a few weeks, probably. Rob Harbron and Sam Sweeney are there as well. Ron Harbron, fine concertina player. He's also playing fiddle on the album. Lots of fiddle players on the album. Sam Sweeney, a major fiddle player. He also has a crack at cello, nickel harper and percussion. And Ben Nichols is there playing double bass and a bit of concertina. The Full English, that's what they call themselves. 2013 album. I don't know how often they get together these days, but fine little outfit, that one. Right, on we go. This is, I've got a couple of dance tracks to play. No, not hip-hop or trance or anything. This is, first one comes from the Glen Craig Scottish Dance Band. And if you are inclined, as I know you are, to knock out A Siege of Ennis with you and your friends, the dance, that is, not don't invade any towns in West Clare. The Siege of Ennis, good dance. It's made it into the bush band repertoire in this country too. The tunes we'll hear, we won't actually see a dance because, in case you haven't noticed, this is radio. The Siege of Ennis tunes on this occasion will include Miss Fenley's Delight, that's a traditional tune, Miss Russell of Blackhall, composed by Robert McIntosh, The Lad of Perts, as in parts, a lot of pouts, because he's multifaceted, multi-talented, call it what you will. The Lad of Perts, composed by Angus Fitchett, and wrapping up with Drummond Castle, another traditional tune. So, Siege of Ennis, take your partners, away we go. We'll be right back.
broker us had but one son, and indeed he was his mother's pride and joy. So she knitted him a guernsey, cable stitched both fine and fancy, and it looked like royal robes upon the boy. For she loved his bright blue eyes, and she loved his golden hair. And the guernsey that his mother made was fine beyond compare. Tall and bright was Davy Cross, with a shining face that never bore a frown, and the lasses smiled and sighed at his strong and manly stride on a Friday when the fishing fleet left town. For they loved his bright blue eyes, and they loved his golden hair, and the guernsey that his mother made was fine beyond compare. And at the dance on Saturday, the lasses fairly swooned to dance with him. As he held them in his arms, how they fluttered at his charms, and their hearts beat faster at his boyish grin. For they loved his bright blue eyes, and they loved his golden hair, and the guernsey that his mother made was fine beyond compare. But then one dark October day, there came a storm which drove us to the lee, and our fishing fleet was tossed. Yet but one single craft was lost, leaving Widow Cross a-gazing out to sea, looking for his bright blue eyes, looking for his golden hair, and the guernsey that his mother made was fine beyond compare. About 10 weeks were past and gone, when they finally brought us news about the loss. Seems a body had been found of a sailor lost and drowned. In our hearts we all knew 'twas Davy Cross, for we knew his bright blue eyes, and we knew his golden hair, and the guernsey that his mother made was fine beyond compare. But it wasn't eyes of blue, nor that hair as pale as foam. It was the guernsey that his mother made that brought young Davy home.
Ooh, sad song, composed and performed there by Paul Davenport from Yorkshire. I'll tell you a little about the song because it's quite interesting, I think. I hope you agree. The guernsey, or the fisherman's sweater, features prominently in that. And those garments traditionally are made from fine worsted wool and are knitted on a number of needles, which creates a garment without seams. The cuffs and the welts, when worn out, can be unravelled and then re-knitted. Shakespeare made a comment on that in Hamlet, where he speaks of sleep that knits up the ravelled sleeve of care. So the practice has been around for quite a while. The fisherman's guernsey has a pattern, and often his initials, the initials of the fisherman, that is, knitted into it, which tell those who can read it where the man comes from. The occupation is so dangerous that the garment almost stands in place of a shroud. It's by the reading of the patterns in the guernsey that the drowned sailor is returned to his home port for burial. Ooh. A bit grim, but a fine song, isn't it? Very interesting stuff. Springtide Rising is the name of the album. Paul and Liz Davenport provided that fine stuff. Now, we'll stay on an occupational health and safety theme. Is that how we'd put it? The next song comes from Sai Khan, who crops up on the program from time to time. This is another one from his most recent album, recorded with, bizarrely, a German bluegrass band called the Looping Brothers. The album is It's a Dog's Life. The song, Rats in a Maze. Despite all the movements to clean up workplaces, mills and mines, occupational health and safety is as much a critical issue today as it was 50 years ago.
Daddy worked at the shipyard in 1942. The bullets, they were flying, and the dust was flying too. As long as they started hurting in 1954, he thought he'd only been to work, but he'd really been to war. I was just a child then, but I walked down to the yard to meet my daddy coming home with his dusty face so tired. He put me on his shoulder with my face turned towards his own. I ran my fingers through the dust as my daddy took me home. Mice in a cage, running round and round. They stand there watching while they break you down. Rats in a maze, running back and forth. Tell me if you can, what is one life worth? Mama wasn't working then, but she washed his clothes each day. Asbestos from the shipyard would turn his blue jeans gray. She never said she missed him, but she cried a lot each night. When the cancer pain got really bad, her face would turn pure white. Mice in a cage, running round and round. They stand there watching while they break you down. Rats in a maze, running back and forth. Tell me if you can, what is one life worth? Say that rats would die from the cancer in that dust. The company would do nothing till they tested it on us. Cause rats are not like humans, so you just can't tell, you see. While they tested both my parents, and now they're testing me. Mice in a cage, running round and round. They stand there watching while they break you down. Rats in a maze, running back and forth. Tell me if you can, what is one life worth? Mice in a cage, running round and round. They stand there watching while they break you down. Rats in a maze, running back and forth. Tell me if you can, what is one life worth?
Sai Khan and the Looping Brothers, Rats in a Maze, from the album It's a Dog's Life. You're listening to Come All Ye on 2MCE, your community FM station in the Central West, broadcasting 92.3 on your dial in Bathurst, 94.7 in Orange, and right around the world on www.radio.com. Or maybe you don't need the www. I don't know. I can never remember these things. Anyway, it's radio.2mce.org. Yeah, that'll do. Also, if you go to this program's website, which is simply comeallye.com, there's links there to let you listen to podcasts of recent programs. Not going back 20 years. On that website, there are playlists for programs going back into the previous century. But podcasts, fairly recent innovation. So if you do want to listen to the program again, or you know you're going to be somewhere where you can't listen to the program, but you'd like to, you can make the time later on. Just get online, comeallye.com. A couple of clicks, there we are. Another dance track now. This comes from England. This is the Hosepipe Band. So rather different from the Glen Craig Scottish dance band we heard earlier. We've got, this time, a set of tunes. First one's very well known. It's called Speed the Plough. The second one is Hampstead Heath. So there you go. Traditional music from London. Hampstead Heath. And the music is perfectly suited to a specific four-couple, long-way set called Dear Jim. And Dear Jim was put together by a lady called Mary Panton, and she is a very well-known dance caller and dance creator. Take your partners, and away we go. exhausted getting back in the chair now after all that. Oh, dancing around here. Ah, there we go. Speed the Plough and what was the other one? Hampstead Heath. Goodness. From the group The Hosepipe Band from England. The album is called Kettleborough Fate. Music for 12 English dancers. Yes. Now, what can I tell you about the next track? Yes, it comes to us from a band that is no more. All the musicians are still very active. It's an Australian group, this lot, at the time, called Trouble in the Kitchen. They rose from the ashes of an earlier band, which also had a kitchen theme. Anyway, this was recorded way back in 2001. The musicians in question are Kate Burke, Joe Ferguson, Adrian Barker, Ado Barker, and Ben Stevenson. As I said, they're all still very active musically. But in 2001, when they were much younger, they recorded an album called When the World Was Wide. And on that album is a Henry Lawson poem put to music. It's called Taking His Chance.
Troopers are out on your track. A laugh and a shake of your obstinate head. I wanted a dance and I'll chance it, he said. Some 20-odd bushmen had come to the ball, but Jack from his youth had been known to them all. And bushmen are soft where a woman is fair. So the love of May Carney protected him there. Through all the short evening, it seems like romance. She danced with the bushranger, taking his chance. Suddenly still, for hoofbeats were heard on the side of the hill. Ben Duggan, the drover along the hillside, came riding as only a bushman can ride. He sprang from his horse to the dancers he sped. The troopers are down in the gully, he said. Quite close to the shanty, the troopers were seen. Clear out and ride hard for the rangers, Jack Dean. Be quick, said May Carney, her hand on her heart. We'll bluff them a while and we'll give you a start. He lingered a moment to kiss her, of course, then ran to the trees where he'd hobbled his horse. She ran to the gate and the troopers were there. The jingle of hobbles came faint on the air. Then loudly she screamed, it was only to drown the treacherous clatter of slip rails let down. The troopers are sharp and she saw at a glance that someone was taking a desperate chance. They chased and they shouted, "Surrender, Jack Dean." They called him three times in the name of the Queen. Then came from the darkness the clicking of locks, and the crack of a rifle was heard in the rocks. A shriek and a shout and a rush of pale men, and there lay the bushranger chancing in the pen. The sergeant dismounted and knelt on the sod. "The bushranging's over, make peace, Jack, with God." But the dying man laughed, not a word he replied, as he turned to the girl who knelt down by his side. He gazed in her eyes as she lifted his hand. "Just kiss me, my girl, and I'll chance it," he said.
From the pen of Henry Lawson, "Taking His Chance," sung there beautifully by Kate Burke as a member of Trouble in the Kitchen, recorded way back in 2001 when she was about seven. No, a little older perhaps. Welcome to the featured album on Come All Ye today. It's called Quarehawk, Q-U-A-R-E. H-A-W-K, Quarehawk. And it comes to us from a flute player named Michael Walsh. Michael Walsh was born in Manchester and raised in Stockport. And he grew up learning the Sligo-style flute playing. He's an academic. He's a tutor and doctoral candidate at the University of Sheffield Department of Music, specialising in, wait for it, Asturian folk and Irish traditional music. Yes, indeed, there's some Asturian music on this album, and we'll get to that in due course. The album released in August 2019. A very interesting album. Indeed it is. You may have heard bits of it on The Connection, Roger Hargrave's program. He has a copy of this album, I know. The last couple of weeks he's probably played a track or three. Anywho, what we'll hear, I think I'll play two tracks, yes, because it's getting on in the program. Yes, the first one is The Lathe Revival Part 1 and Marion's Favourite. I'll read you the sleeve notes because there's no other way to do this, folks. He writes, "Don't touch those knobs. It's all about the crackle." Recorded live to a vinyl lathe in Newcastle in 2017. A brilliant project run by Lorna Fulton and Gary Malkin. The reel was written by Sully, who's Tony Sullivan. And yeah, that'll do about that one. And then I'll go on to the title track on the album. We might hook into that because you might be wondering what Quarehawk is all about. That word was a phrase used by Michael Walsh's father, Patrick Walsh, who made the move from County Mayo to England, as so many did, in 1957. The word could mean many things: crafty, clever, dangerous, a bit odd, a bit strange. It can be a compliment, it can be a slight, a warning, or a term of endearment. Very versatile. It's a phrase that seems to have been lost. Michael Walsh says, I feel a great affinity to the concept. Often I would be in the middle of something, but always felt on the edge. So we'll hear some vocal work and also some tunes. A set of three jigs, which he wrote in tribute to his children and wife. The first is Celeste's jig for his firstborn, smart, precise and independent. The second tune, Oscar Boo, is for his son. During this tune, I tell him a story of my growing up, the things that made me feel outside of the norm, what I wanted to say to people, and offer him words of encouragement to be his own man. And the final tune is for his wife, Sarah, who makes much of his musicking possible. And he writes, I'm especially honoured to be joined on this track by Basque musical legend Kepa Junquera on the triquitita, the accordion. In his house, in Michael Walsh's house, they're all huge Kepa fans, especially the kids. Yeah. All right, so, featured album, Quare Hawk, Michael Walsh is your man playing the flute, and we'll hear the two tracks which I've already told you about. couple of tracks from the featured album on the program today called Quare Hawk. That, of course, was the title track we just heard. And before that, scratching away on that's lathe business, the lathe revival part one and Marion's favourite. So, Michael Walsh. Also on the album, he's alluded to Kepa Honkera playing, which he did on that track there and on others. Other fine musicians, Simon Bradley, who's best known perhaps these days as a member of Gunda Cabell, Asturian band. Bridie Griffith plays fiddle as well and sings on a few tracks. Who else is in there? Rhianna Connolly. Yes, she sings. Will Hampson. Who else might you know? Ah, Michael McGoldrick. He's there. Ruben Bader plays bouzouki. You might have heard Ruben Bader on this program and on Roger's program playing that fine bouzouki in the northern Spanish traditional style. Right, on we go. From the featured album, which we'll return to in the near future, we'll go to another English one, another English record, CD rather, called Catches and Glees, from Hannah James and Sam Sweeney. We've already heard Sam Sweeney with the full English, but here he is again in a duo with Hannah James. The track I have for you is called Three Ravens. Yes, or it would be if I lined up the right track. Let's try that again. Listen, just talk among yourselves for a moment, would you? I think we're just about ready to have another crack at that. Excuse me. Well, those ravens knew how to have a good time, didn't they? Three Ravens from Hannah James and Sam Sweeney. The album is called Catches and Glees. Not a lot of glee in that one, was there? That was a song collected by Frank Kidson from a Mrs. Holmes of Stony Middleton in Derbyshire. So it's an album that you've got to give some time to, in my view, this one, because they're quite out there with their arrangements. There's a lot of traditional material on the album, but they're certainly putting a new spin on it. And as we heard there, it can be quite eerie. Quite eerie. Now, not so eerie is the next track. It comes to us from the former Sydney-based band Wheelers and Dealers, which was kind of centred around Christine Wheeler, who's still very active, although that particular lineup is not. From their album called Full House, we will hear a song written by Gene Ritchie, a classy song from the Appalachian region of North America. Gene Ritchie devoted a life to collecting music and writing about the hard-working folk from that part of the world. And this song, Blue Diamond Mine, documents the coal miners as mere pawns in the bigger game of the economists.
Off my mountain top, and you pay me three.
Now, that band is called No Such Thing. I've told you this story before, I'm sure. They're from the Illawarra. They meet every Monday night at a secret location in Kiama, Chapman Avenue. I won't give you the number, though. And they play Australian collected music. And sometime back in the dim, dark past, a person who should know better said to one of the founders of this group, "Australian folk music, there's no such thing." They thought, well, we'll see about that. And they've been playing it ever since. Collected music. And the group of tunes we heard there, the little medley, three mazurkas, and they take their names from the particular gentleman who provided the tune to a collector at the time, someone collecting music. John McKinnon's mazurka, Ben Cherry's mazurka, and Joe Cashmere's mazurka. Three worthy musicians in their own right and contributors of fine tunes. Thank you to No Such Thing for keeping them alive. Now then, a message song next from Dick Gochen, one that he composed. I wonder if you know anyone like this. It's a song called Whatever Happened.
Maybe you just forgot. I hear you justify the common, all the things you once hated, by declaring what you used to be is just so out of date. The things you used to believe are naive and old-fashioned. It's so uncool to give a thought to anyone else these days. Whatever happened to those songs about getting back to the garden? Whatever happened to we shall overcome? Whatever happened to 1, 2, 3? What are we fighting for? When did you find yourself marching to the beat of the same old drum? Maybe somewhere along the road you just stopped dreaming. Maybe the pain of life just squeezed the love out of your heart. Maybe the fire in your soul just stopped burning. Or maybe you just forgot that you ever used to give a damn.
Great Dick Gochen maintaining the rage on that one. Whatever Happened, one of his own compositions. You know anyone like that? I do. The next track, I'll play two more from the featured album. I think that'd make sense, wouldn't it? Because we haven't heard from Michael Walsh very much on the program, considering it's the featured album. That's very unfair. I mentioned earlier that he had an interest in music from Asturias, as do I. The next track, I'll tell you. I'll read from the sleeve notes. A few years ago, my pal Lorda Fulton from Lathe Revival, we heard them earlier, sent me a CD of an Asturian group called Tejador. I was intrigued. A couple of years later, I went to the wedding of a couple of friends in Asturias. As I wandered around the streets of Ariondas, I followed the sound of bagpipes and found a bar. They should do. Tusca Imaya. Some of the musicians I met invited me back for a session that night. The bar was full of music. We played until the wee hours and I was hooked on Asturian folk music. I've spent the last 4 years back and forward to Asturias researching the folk scenes there for my PhD at the University of Sheffield. I try to evoke some of the sounds of the Asturian revival groups. And we'll hear some of that. I was first guided through the history of these groups during a memorable day of research spent in the company of writer and singer Ismael Maria González Arias. Throughout my time in Asturias, I've been met with generosity of spirit. It is truly a wondrous place. The first tune in this set, which is called Baralin, is a set of... Well, it's a manera. It's a manera written by the younger... of the Tejadors, I think, J.M. Tejador. The second tune, which is a Pasacai de Uvieu, and Uvieu is the Asturian name for the town of Oviedo, the one way of pronouncing Oviedo. And he learned, Michael Walsh learned this from the playing of Yanda Kumel, and their current fiddle player, that band's fiddle player Simon Bradley, features on the track. And a Pasacai is a street song in English. And this, I'll go on to play a second tune, a very different track, not a tune, not just a tune. Mike Barry joins us on this piece, say the sleeve notes. In the moments between night and dawn, insanity and imagining the final seconds of my father's life, this piece helped me find a way to start to describe my feelings of the shock of loss of his death. The Air is a traditional song, and Bukalindorn, the brown-haired boy, Michael Walsh learned it from Aoife Granville, a musician from Dingle. It seems to connect with the pain that he was feeling in that time of loss of his father. I struggled to find words, and I could hear the voice of the poet Mike Garry in my head. I asked, and he wrote some words for me about the relationship between fathers and sons and loss. And it's called The Visitor, and we'll hear that after the Passakai.
Visitor for James Hugh Garry. My father is with me. He visits me, calls to me from the dark, plays tricks, turning lights on and turning lights off, changing channels on TV. Once, when I was sleeping, he shaved my eyebrow. I could feel the warm water drips from his fingertips, the soft, slow scraping blade, the dabbing of his off-white handkerchief, and a kiss My father was a fighter. Hands like bricks. Buckets for fists. Hearts of fire glowing, golden flowing. And he loved the best he could. For he knew little of love. And hungered the most basic of things. The very fundamentals. The glue that binds the heart and soul together. But he did the best he could. And I believe he loved. My father was a dancer. Feet like leaves on a breeze. He'd glide in and out and in and out and in. And he stole the heart of my mother with a single waltz. Mesmerized her eyes and mind with a single dance. And she swears she floated that night just above the dance floor. And by the look in her eyes when she told me, she was probably right.
Two more tracks there from the featured album on Come All Ye this afternoon. It's called Quare Hawk, from Michael Walsh, a flute player from Manchester, but with a strong connection to the Sligo flute playing style. Michael Walsh competed at the Sean Arida gold medal competition in Cork a couple of years ago and was a finalist, got to the finals. And he's a former All-Britain senior flute champion, and he's performed across Europe, the United States, with traditional Irish groups and ceilidh bands and theatre productions. So he's definitely a working musician, as well as having a crack at getting a PhD in contemporary Asturian folk music. Very interesting album, and he must be a very interesting chap. Right, you're listening to Come All Ye. We turn our attention now to an old album by a group called Us Not Them. In fact, it's Us Not Them and Friends. Us Not Them essentially were Chloe and Jason Roweth, who quite happily perform under their own names now, or maybe the Roweth Band occasionally. On this occasion, the friends were Jane Brownlee, Dave DeSanti, and Alan Musgrove. The album is an interesting one. It's called Sleepers, the songs of Carrie Milliner and the Bobbin family. Carrie Milliner was born Carrie Bobbin, and she grew up in the Nullica region down in the south coast of New South Wales, and a lot of good music was collected from her, particularly by John Meredith and Rob Willis, also Kevin Bradley. So more power to their elbows. We'll hear, I guess, the song that stuck in my mind from this collection. I think Chloe still performs it. It's a lovely traditional ballad, also known as the Banks of Clyde. It's called Bonnie Moon.
Joy upon that day when my blacksmith courted me 9 months and better. He fairly won my heart, wrote me a letter. With his hammer in his hand, he looked quite clever. And if I was with my love, I'd live forever. But where is my love gone? With his cheeks like roses, and his good black billycock on, decked around with primroses. I'm afraid the scorching sun will shine and burn his beauty. And if I was with my love, I'd do my duty. Strange news is come to town, strange news is carried. Strange news flies up and down that my love is married. I wish them both much joy, though they can't hear me. And may God reward him well for the slighting of me. Don't you remember when you lay beside me and you said you'd marry me and not deny me? If I said I'd marry you, it was only for to try you. So bring your witness, love, and I'll not deny you. Have I none save God Almighty, and may he reward you well for the slighting of me. Her lips grew pale and wan, it made her poor heart to tremble, to think she loved a one and he proved deceitful.
Well-known group, well-known song, particularly well-known performer, Andy Irvine singing The Blacksmith from the first, I think, the first Planxty album. Now, we'll move further into Europe for the next track. This is from Northern Italy. These guys are from the Piedmont region, I believe. This is La Chaparrusa with La Torinese.
Anzi la finti din aiena bella figlia, na bella figlia nie, anzi la finti din soi parerà soi ma. Verudin gran bel, la veru
di quindesani, indra trumi cum vui. Ansi la seira tarde, indra trumi cum vui. Avni dormi cum mi, ai bana gran licenza. La gente di questa villa gli parlerà di noi. La se parle parle chi per ma per una volta sulla puntante stuper nel puntante stuper bisogna andare in Francia. Lui vendrà
Fallon Tavern, what we sat boozin'. I thought on the bonniest lass of all, her rosy cheeks were so enticing. She is the lass that stole my young heart
away. Very sweet. That's Sylvia Barnes, and a fairly self-explanatory song, I think, Glasgow Lassie. And before that, the northern Italian band La Chaparrusa with La Torinese. Turn our attention now to Battlefield Band, who've been going for a long, long time. No original members left in the band, but still a good lineup, playing pretty much the same style they always have. We hear a song called The Lily and the Rose, or a song, I should say, a song they call The Lily and the Rose. Sean O'Donnell, who plays guitar and sings in Battlefield these days, found this song of unrequited love in a collection of songs collected at Ulster in the 1920s and 30s by Sam Henry. It has several names. Possibly the more appropriate one is A New Broom Sweeps Clean. But they've changed the title to The Lily and the Rose because it seemed to reflect the song better. Fair enough. And they say Antrim, where it comes from, has close links with Scotland geographically and culturally. Indeed, the music, a lot of the music in the Appalachians in North America, they say it comes from the Scotch-Irish tradition. And that term usually means it came from Ulster, the north of Ireland, but Scotch-Irish because there were so many Scots or Scottish heritage people living there before they went to America, something like that. And Battlefield combined that song with a tune called Lochiel's A Wight i' France. Yes, and they say here the band have embedded a Scots quick step in the song for no other reason than it fits. The tune is usually played as a reel, and they say it probably refers to the flight of Bonnie Prince Charlie from Scotland after the unsuccessful 45 rebellion. Well, Lochiel's A Wight i' France, and indeed, one of the Lochiels, there's been about 27. I should know, because Lochiel is my clan chieftain, Cameron of Lochiel. I think we're up to 26 or 27. Anyway, most of them, I imagine, have had trips across to France, but possibly not because they actually had to go, I think. So, Battlefield Band from the album Line Up, The Lily and the Rose, and Lochiel's A Wight i' France.
Was dumb, take that for your answer and go. go as you come. A buck's on you, Sally, for you are unkind. You took the lily, left the red rose behind. But the lily will yellow, and the time will come soon, and the red rose will flourish in the sweet month of June. Some marry for riches, get wild saucy blades. But if I should marry, as plain you may see, the wee lass that's loyal is the darling for me. As I walked out, one evening so clear, a young man
do like the Battlefield Band, and I must stop calling them the Battlefield Band because they are called Battlefield Band. Battlefield being a suburb? Town? Anyway, near Glasgow. Battlefield Band with nice tune, Lochiel's Awaite France, and the song The Lily and the Rose. Just about time to wrap up the program for another week. I'll play another two tracks from the featured album. Michael Walsh is the flute player from Manchester. The album is called Quare Hawk. You know all about that now because I played the title track. We'll hear a couple of jigs first of all, Paddy's Return and Trip to Athlone, which Michael Walsh learned back in the 70s in Manchester. And then a song called Come My Little Son. This was Ewan McColl had a hand in this. He put his words to the tune of a Scottish song called Tramps and Hawkers. Come, my little son, England's motorway. So, two tracks to say goodbye to Michael Walsh.
come my little son, and I will tell you what to do. Undress yourself and get into bed, and a tale I'll tell to you. It's all about your daddy. He's a man you seldom see, for he's had to roam far away from home, far away from you and me. Remember, lad, he's still your dad, though he's working far away. In the cold and the heat, all the hours of the week, on England's motorway. When you fall and hurt yourself and get up feeling bad, it isn't any use at all to go running for your dad. For the only time since you were born, he's had to spend with you. He was out of a job, and he hadn't a bob. He was signing on the brew. Remember, lad, he's still your dad, and he really earns his pay, working day and night upon the site of England's motorway. Sure, we'd like your daddy home, and sure, it would be fine to have him working near a home, and to see him all the time. But beggars can't be choosers, and we have to share our load. For we need the money your daddy earns a working on the road. Remember, lad, he's still your dad, and he'll soon be here to stay for a week or two with me and you when he's built his motorway.
Yeah, interesting song to crop up on an album like that. Michael Walsh, featured album today, Quare Hawk. And track there, words written by Ewan McColl. We'll go out with a couple of pipe classics. They say classic hornpipes, and it's nice that they describe the second one of the two we'll hear as a classic. It's called John McKenzie's Fancy. John McKenzie lives in Bathurst, but he was living in Canada when J.A. Barrie composed this fine hornpipe for him. We'll hear the Simon Fraser University Pipe Band with John McKenzie's Fancy coming up. Well, there you go. All right, have a good week. Talk to you next week. Bye.